Yes, and this is where the big conversation begins every morning. Now, this morning, as we told you earlier, well, we'll be looking at the issues of forced marriages. Now, forced marriage in the country came under the spotlight this week yet again after a 19-year-old girl was arrested for refusing an arranged marriage.
Well, a customary court sentenced this girl to a 3-month jail term for refusing to marry a man chosen by her family. Well, although the teenager was freed from the Wau Juvenile Detention Center in Western Bahar Ghazal State after the intervention of the State Ministry of Gender, her arrest raised many questions around what the girl's crime was and many more that we will be putting through to our guest this morning.
Well, joining us this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast Show, we're glad to have Honorable Dr. Margaret Joel Barnaba, who is the Deputy Chairperson, South Sudan Parliamentary Network for Population and Development. Honorable, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning. I'm very glad to be in Miraya FM today, and I was happy to be among you, and I'm very sure that today I will get a message to my citizen outside there concerning the early marriage, because this is for us, we didn't allow it to happen. And it's not good, and we are on passing a law which is the customary law which is addressing such issues. And we hope that our people should understand that forced marriage can be affect a lot.
All right. We'll talk about that, a lot of it. But this particular incident that happened in Wau first, when you heard about it, what were your thoughts on this incident?
Actually, the incident that's happened in Western Bahar Ghazal, for me, as a young parliamentarian and as a woman, we condemn such, because when you force a girl for a marriage, that means you are forcing her to destroy whatever the future that she has. Because it's not good. A forced marriage, she has a right in the customary law. The problem that the customary law is still not been tabled in parliament, but we will make sure as a women parliamentarians, as a young leaders in this country, that we have to pass that bill to protect our girls.
Yeah, and you can also speak in Arabic, since you said you want to address to your constituencies and the people.
All right. Because this message is special for my people at the grass level. أنا عايز أقول شنو إنه الحاجة اللي قاعد يحصل بتاع تجبر البيت عشان تتزوج الزول اللي هي ما بتكون عايزاه هو صعب شديد, لانه البيت بتكون عندها مشكله بتاعت النفسيات. نفسياتها ما بيكون كويس, وهي ما بتكون يعني مبسوطه في الحاجه اللي قاعد يحصل ده, والعيال اللي هي بتنجب ذاته ما بيكون عيال فيري هيلثي, ما بيكونوا ناس عندهم صحه كويسه. فحاجه ده احنا لازم نقوم نحله بطريقه الابسط, نتكلم فيه مع الكوميونيتي ليدرز, نتكلم فيه مع النساء بتاعت الجنوب, نتكلم فيه مع الشباب بتاعت الجنوب, لانه الحاجه دي لما النومز ده الكالتشرال نومز ده لما احنا نكونوا نعملوها ولا نكونوا ماشيين عليه وما كويس, لانه هو ما بدينا هنا اطفال كويس ولا ما بدينا الليدرز بكره لجنوب السودان اللي هما بيكونوا فاهمين اللي هما بيكونوا في جود هيلث.
Yes, and you said that the customary law is not yet tabled, and you're working upon that. But now, before that can actually be done, how can the girls be protected? Because in this case, the same customary court sentenced the girl, and people are wondering, what did this girl do wrong for her to be imprisoned?
This is what also my office is addressing it, because as I told you before, I'm the deputy chair for South Sudan Parliamentary Network on Population, and we are addressing such issues of the early marriage and the forced marriage. We used to target such occasions, and before it's happened in Rumbek the early August, and also the early November, we have been rushed there to address the issue by yani we used to engage the chief leaders, as I said before, and also we used to engage the families. We used to meet the father of the child, and we used to tell them the problems that has happened is not good, and your child, if you invest on her, she will be somebody big at future. Yeah.
Now, talking about these customary laws, and of course the intention of these customary laws before was to guide communities and to protect the values of the community and all that. But there are some ills, obviously, that we've seen with the customary laws, like this one particular one here now, where there's forced marriages and women sometimes being, you know, not treated so well. What are some of these customary laws that you see that we need to address, really, and talk about them and address them? Much as the intention was good, but times have changed. So what do you think are some of these particular customary laws that need to be addressed?
You need to address the issues of the early marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem, as we as South Sudanese, we see that the girl, if the girl got married, this is where I can get the resources, mm-hmm. and this is where I can be somebody. But we need to change that
mentality.
That mentality, mm-hmm. and we need to give them the advantages and the disadvantages of the child marriage or the early marriage or the forced marriage, mm-hmm. because it matters a lot. It affects a lot.
Mm, all right.
So we, as a parliamentarian, as I say before, we are ready to pass this bill, but it needs us to do a work a lot on it, because we inside the parliament sometimes we will get those who are rejecting it. So we need it to be lobby well. It will be lobby well, and we will get even an ambassador from the male MPs, and this is where we can move forward to pass that customary law.
Yes, and talking about that, I mean, one of the main reasons as to why forced marriages and early marriages are persisting is the issue of the bride price, mm-hmm. where, of course, dowry has to be paid mm-hmm. to the girl's parents and all that. How do we address this issue of bride price, and so parents cannot just force their girls to go out there and marry?
As for me also, I'm one of the victims of the early marriage. But because I have a strong dad mm-hmm. that has been allowed me to go back to school, I will be an ambassador for that. And always I'm an ambassador speaking to the girls about that. Mm-hmm. I'm now a professional by a medical doctor, and I'm a member of parliament at the age of 37 years old. Mm-hmm. If it is not my dad, I cannot make it.
Oh, that sounds really great. And let's get more inspiration from your story. Tell us about your story.
Yeah, my story is actually at the age of 15, I give birth to my first daughter, and she was now 22 years old, mm-hmm. and by then I give birth at the age of 15. Wow. So my dad decided for me not to go to be married. Mm-hmm. He said that I don't want this marriage, and he decided that let me go back to school, and by then I was in P8. Mm-hmm. I'm just a student. Then I got a Sudan school certificate by then in Khartoum. Then I went to the university, and now I become a member of parliament.
Mm. Indeed.
Yeah, this is a great achievement. My father has been investing in me.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And basing on your story, of course, there are a lot of young girls who mistakes do happen. You get pregnant sometimes mm-hmm. before you know it. You're just a child. Mm-hmm. And some parents actually take advantage of this and then force you
yes.
to marry. What message do you have for young girls who probably get pregnant at that age? They are forced to marry even if they don't want to, and to parents particularly who force their girls to marry when they are of that age.
I wanted to give first to the parents. I want to tell to the parent, all the parents, if your daughter make a mistake, it doesn't mean that is the end. And also, you have to support that daughter to get her education, because she will do a lot. If she had educated, if she got married after education, she will be given a benefit to her family where she was married to, and also for you as the family, and also to the entire South Sudanese. So I want to tell them that don't force your daughter to marry. Even if she did a mistake, you call her and put her down and support her to get her education back. Mm. And also to the ladies who has been get pregnant at the early ages, I want to tell them that, well, however, if you got that such mistake, I call it a mistake, mm-hmm. if you got such mistake, don't put yourself like you are going to repeat it several times. No, you listen to you to this person that support you to go back to school, and you have to focus on your education, and you be strong to be somebody like Margaret tomorrow.
Right, indeed. And the issue of bride price, it's not just affecting the girls. Even the young men, them getting married gets delayed because there's a lot of money that is being asked here. And we've had public figures coming out and saying, you know what, let's reduce the bride price. We don't have to make it so high. And an example being the vice president, Riek. Are lawmakers doing something about the bride price to regulate it?
Actually, the bride price is including to the customary law bill, because this is what we are going to discuss on it. And what His Excellency did is an example, actually, for us to know. And also, this is what our president, His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayor, did, is advocating for it. And I think this one, we will pass it through the customary law and everything will be okay. As we know, he has been launched, His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayor did, has been launched, child marriage ended in 2030. Mm-hmm. And this is what, that means we are together at the same line.
All right. Yes, you can just send the same message that we asked you earlier in Arabic, please.
Okay, guys. Anna is a good, you know, and Noel Azolal Bikun Bitu Himlofi Omor Mobakir Taban and Haja Gablita Mantasha Sena Wahia Kanat Galtana in Ulhajada. حصلت باي ميستيك يعني انا اذا اقول للابوحات انتوا بناتكم ما تخليهم اقيفوا معهم والبيت صدقوني انا عايز اقول لكم البيت لما تكون متعلمه ما بتنسى بيتهم يعني هي بتكون اقرب زول لناس بيتهم وبتكون مفيد لبيت بتاعهم ولاسره بتاعه وبرضه بتكون مفيد لجنوب السودان وانت يا بيت اللي انت عملتي الغلط وابتدى انه أبوك جابك ولا أحلك ولا أمك جابك البيت ورجعك البيت وخطاك في المدرسة أنت لازم تاخد بالك في القراية بتاعك ده وتقوم تكون في بتسمع كلام أمك وأبوك وأنت لازم تكون زول ناجح لقدام عشان الغلط اللي أنت عملته يتنسي فده حاجة اللي أنا ممكن أقوله. And this is just a small message I can give it to my people outside.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Honorable, for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time. And, of course, wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins every morning. It's coming up to 27 minutes past 8. Remember, you can share your thought with us on that particular story or any that you've had this morning.